Germs are mainly on our side, but as you know, the bad ones are stepping ahead of the drugs we use to fight them off, partly because antibiotics are overprescribed and partly for other reasons. But now Professor Pamela Yeh is studying combinations of drugs to see whether they can outfox the fast-evolving germs.
I really am interested in how can we use evolutionary principles to slow down or even reverse selection towards greater resistance. And usually when you think about evolution and bacteria and antibiotic resistance, you think that's something that's really bad for us because the bacteria, the generation time is so fast, they can have so many generations in such a short amount of time. And so we think that they're getting all these mutations. Evolution is just something good for bacteria, bad for us. But what I'm hoping to do is to figure out how can we use evolution to our advantage? How can we create fitness landscapes where bacteria, they might be resistant to one drug or maybe several drugs, but they're not resistant to everything. And if we can create these really interesting landscapes where it can be very hard to go from, let's say, being resistant to drug A and B to then being resistant to drug A, B, and C, then we might be able to trap them at these local peaks and always have some drug to be able to kill the bacteria.
So you give them a cocktail and that cocktail will kill them. The question is, how do you know? How can you work out what that cocktail should be?
So that's a really great question. And in some ways, we're working on two fronts. So traditionally, clinics always want really synergistic combinations. That's when two or more drugs work really, really well in terms of killing efficiency. So if we can find highly synergistic new combinations, that's something that would be really useful.
Still be viable in 10 years' time.
Exactly, exactly.
So how are you getting on? How are you doing it? How are you doing the algorithm or the combinations, if you like?
Okay, so one of the things that we've been thinking about is higher order interactions, so more than two drugs. A lot of work has been done on two drugs, but it seems like the way things are moving is towards three drugs in combination. One of the first things that we wanted to do is to figure out, if I add a third drug, how do I know that it's so much better than just two drugs? And it's the same thing for four drugs. Is it primarily from three drugs being together or even just two drugs? Or do you need all four drugs? Then you can figure out which combinations give you truly novel emergent interactions that require all the components. It doesn't just come from a subset.
So you can look at the ingredients. You can see what those drugs do and somehow see a pattern in each of them and see how they can be complementary in their action. How did you manage to work that out?
Well, we don't do anything in the clinic. This is just benchtop and theory. In a recently published paper, we looked at six drugs and all three drug combinations of the six, which is 20 different combinations. Of those 20, we had two that seemed to be especially interesting to us. And they happen to be synergistic in what we call an emergent fashion. It's an emergent property of these three drugs together that it requires all three drugs to achieve this kind of synergy rather than just be primarily a result of a lower order interaction. They're also extremely good at killing the bacteria. It's all synergy, so they also have high net killing efficiency in addition to just being an emergent property of all three drugs. So that's exactly what we think would be the most useful in the clinic, something that overall has good killing effect and that actually requires all three to have this synergistic effect.
So one day, if anyone listening needs to be treated, they should not be shocked if someone gives them a combination of three drugs instead of just one. Having been told that we ought to eschew, do without antibiotics because we're overprescribing.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's my hope in some ways, that we can have something that's directly translatable to the clinic. I would love it that was the case, that we can make it translatable.
By the way, what do you think of the fact that, especially in America, so many antibiotics are given to cattle, to chickens, to all these animals we eat?
I think it's completely insane. I think it's crazy. I'm thinking about it from an evolutionary perspective. We're prescribing all those antibiotics to agricultural animals is creating this strong selection pressure for resistance. You're changing the environment. This is creating a very strong selection pressure, and it's giving opportunities for resistant bacteria to really take over. So, you know, mutations are occurring all the time, but when we apply the selection pressure, now you have mutation and selection together, and it can really take off. So I think it's really insane. You know, I don't know much about the politics underlying it, but I know that I'm sure that there's big lobbies for the industrial agriculture, and we know that giving these antibiotics prophylactically makes them grow a little bit faster. So these large industries can make a lot of money for the short term and the long term. I think they're not thinking about the huge costs. anyways, I think that's completely insane, what's going on there.
And when such a mild-mannered professor says insane, you should worry. Pamela Yeh is an assistant professor at the University of California, Los Angeles.